The days between master and disciples will be presented in Chinese and English, with the titles in English, Arabic, Alexis or Vietnamese, Bulgarian, Chinese, Croatian, French, German, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Italian, Japanese, Korean, Persian, Portuguese, Russian,Spanish and Thai.
佛摩沙是一个小岛，但是遍布大自然的神奇美景，自北边到南边。北部地区有古城、原住民村、绵延山峰、美丽瀑布、甲雕刻精致的庙宇。东部地区有一系列的美景，山腰海洋、湍急的河流、甲翠绿的森林。南部是本岛著名的文化中心。到現在因為保障到很多早期移民當初在這裡的宿舍。
2007年初，青海步行書回應了我們世界會會員新地的渴望，在2007年2月18日參加新年的慶祝活動，跟來自全世界大約100名的世界會會員和貴賓，在佛羅摩薩歡慶第一年的農曆新年。在吉祥如意的冬天，也是全球优秀领导奖的颁奖典礼。青海牧上书颁奖给菲律宾前总统罗姆斯，国是和平奖基金会会长曼纽尔·莫拉托先生，甲参议员候选人阿瓦雷兹，表彰因在菲律宾对优柔难民所做的自身义举。
咱今晚邀请你聆听青海牧上书对阮世界会会员做手的开始。罗上修行世家，1992年12月，在福尔摩沙山顶门。
Cannot always listen to the chai, doesn't matter how much you love it. Understand? The same thing. Our body needs something. Our mind will react. Understand? Probably the stomach hungry and the mind say, now, you have to go and put something into it. Because that's a habit. The machine knows when to put something in and when to put something out. We already put that information inside. But the difference is that we say, now, I don't have time.Are you hungry? Okay, but later, I give you. Yeah. That's all. That's the difference, okay? And then the mind will be quiet. Be friend with it. Don't go against it. It's just like you blow your nose when it's cold, or you eat something when you're hungry. If you're truly hungry, how can you meditate? Instead of struggling, you can struggle for so long only. But if every day you're struggling, every moment you're struggling, that's not good.You spend all your energy in that direction, and you cannot, you cannot concentrate anyhow. I tell you to put your mind at ease and say later, 1 hour later or 2.5 hours later. But I don't say to you every day and every hour you don't give your stomach anything. Understand? It's only temporarily postponed. And later you have to satisfy it, if you truly need it. Each one has different desire and needs.According to previous collection of information or the impression from the environment. Therefore, if we truly cannot uproot some desire, then just satisfy it. Understand? And then after it's finished, then we still have time and some left energy to continue with our practice. Otherwise, we spend all our energy.And we have none, we have nothing, have? Not even meditation. When you meditate, you only think of that. Yeah? I know some disciples who read some kind of books about fasting. It's alright to fast if you want to, if you're too fat. If you're too lazy to move. If you eat too much, then just half fasting. Maybe control a little bit of your palate, yeah? Maybe eat 80%, 60%, something like that. Or maybe fasting a few days, all right. But somebody fasts, and then what they do? They go and look at the recipes book all the time. Somebody told me like that.
You don't look at the practicing book, meditation book, whatever. I don't look, you just keep looking and buying recipe books with everything. You cannot eat with the mouth or eat with the eyes. So what's the use? Understand? And I guess when he meditates, he only thinks of recipes.
Like when people die, they talk about how they see the lights and things like this.
Yes.
Is a good meditation somewhat on that same level?
Higher than that. Because sometimes we still feel the surrounding. You understand? And we are at the same time in another level. We are not totally disconnected with the body sometimes. And sometimes we are. Sometimes we are. We are absorbed in the light and we don't know anything else. Yeah? And then somebody, for example, somebody see the master inside, and they thought the master just walk in their house. Understand? In fact, it's not so. They will rise up to a different level. Yeah, like that. But the depth experience is not necessarily a high level. They might see light, they might hear sounds, but it's not a higher level.
And how high they were when they, before they
got. Yes. And when we meditate, it's similar to that, but you cannot say always the same. Because we meditate, our body and soul is still connected with each other by an invisible cord. And when we're dead, it's cut off. Understand?
Lately I was depressed very much, so I had problems with meditation, with everything. What to do if your body refused to function even? And, it's so hard that even you cannot meditate. Although I was meditating like 6 hours daily or even 8 hours daily, I didn't have results like before.
Understand.
After the initiation, when I was at ease, and meditation brought me a lot of satisfaction and happiness.
Yes.
And I couldn't get it recently.
Not now.
Not now.
Yeah. Well, this is called the winter of the soul.
For so long.
When everything's dark and cold, miserable, no green, no light, no sunset, nothing. Absolutely terrible. Everybody has to go through winter sometimes. I tell you what, just be patient. Pray, that's all there is. Yeah? And also look after our environment and our diet and the books that we read, the people that we associate with. It could be that we are too involved with someone else's problem, too sympathetic to someone else's situation, and that will also act as a bridge between you and that person, and you have to share the half of what that person is carrying in his heart. Yeah, sometimes it's like that. We cannot avoid, we cannot always walk through life without any hindrance and any effect from the neighbors. But that needs practice. That's why we have to practice. Otherwise, we have initiation and then we're finished. Nirvana. We have to share our merit with the whole world. That's why we have trouble. The road we walked, the people who make the roads for you, the people who cook the food for you, the people who plant the field for you, they all have to share your merit. It doesn't mean you are initiated now that all the debt you don't want to pay. This life debt, we have to share. Therefore, whoever we are in connection with, whatever we use of this world is not free of charge. Sometimes we change the environment and we feel different. Suddenly our practice dropped, because we are not used to with the atmosphere of the surrounding. Understand? So slowly you will gain foot there. Just like when you open a new business, you're not accustomed with it. The customers don't know you, and the competition is very high. Not like where you stay. People know you, understand? And you know how to go where about with your business. It's the same. It's sometimes different. When I travel, sometimes I feel different. I feel more run down. Yeah? Or when I sit in the airplane with full of people. But it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. I just know it, that's all. Yeah? I don't choose so much. I just go where I like to go. And I feel good. Understand? So just carry on with it.
I'll try to help you.
Alright.
Anywhere you go, be sensitive. And make the right choice. All the time. Don't get affected by other people. If you feel something is wrong, you have to immediately collect yourself. Yeah? And protect your own. Your own environment, huh? Your own atmosphere. Okay.
Since you have so free choice and no pressure inside.
Free choice is most difficult.
So you make your own choice, okay?
Okay, thanks.
Why should I make your life decision, huh? Some people even come to ask me whether they should marry that person or this person. I say,
it's your business. You who I love them. How do I know? Why should I tell you to love this person and forsake that person? How do I know? What for? Huh? When you say the master know everything about karma, understand? Yeah. And when since I know, then karma is cannot avoid. So why should I bother? What cannot be avoidable, it will happen anyhow. So why should I point my finger and say this and that and others? It will happen by its own. When you cannot bear something, you have to want it. You want it absolutely, you must have it, then you will have it. Doesn't matter what I say. Isn't that not so? So somebody just make a kind of, I'll say, lottery. they make a coin, you know, and ask the master to decide something. But when... For example, I say the face is yes, and the other is no. And when I say when the face is up, supposed to be yes, and that contrary to their wish, then they make it again.
They make it maybe 100 times until the master agrees with them finally.
So what is the use? And they are laughing. They know it. Yeah, they know it. I know what I say is true. Yeah. Understand? So, I love the master, it's okay, but I do what I want. It's always like this. So just do what you want. Do whatever you feel absolutely good about it. Yeah? Or maybe that you feel better than the other choice, then do it. Take the risk. Be responsible for your action and your life. And pray to God for him. But do it. Right? You have to eat when you're hungry. You don't pray to God to eat for you, no? So why make trouble with any other things? For example, I take care of my life too, even though I have many people take care. But in my handbag, I have all the things that necessary for survival. For one or few days. Understand? One pair of clothes, scissors, small knife and all that kind of thing. That I might keep warm at least. Hungry is okay for a few days, but get cold and like that is no good. Understand? Mm. So, and then inside my bag there's a small sleeping bag. Very small, very thin one. That is supposed to be like a tent, you understand? You cover it, yeah, and it's at least keep you warm. You won't freeze to death. And very light. It's about 1 hour or 2 hours. Yeah, this kind of thing. Because I cannot carry sleeping bag anywhere, but at least I survive. You understand? If my temperament should move me around alone, then I'm alone. Because if you depend on people, you have to wait for them. You know? You have to trust yourself. Learn to rely on your wisdom. Take risk. And learn by mistakes. That's how you grow. Always wait for a master to make decision for you. That's nonsense. That is not surrender. Understand? That is dependence. And that's death. That's not progressive. You make your decision and pray to the master. Understand?
Yes.
I'll pray to the master that I make the right choice. And if I don't, maybe because I didn't get the message clear, I make it again. It's very easy, no?
Have fun with it.
Have fun with your mistakes. Have fun with learning. There's nothing to lose. Life is always dangerous. It ends always deadly. There's nothing else more dangerous than life. What else do you fear? We live dangerous life, no? We end deadly. Always ends deadly. We die at the end anyhow. Have fun, huh? So laugh and don't be miserable. If you cannot meditate, then don't meditate. If you have no experience and you don't have any, and you have none, so what? Huh? What can you do about it? Huh? Yeah, you've done your best and you should be satisfied with your own effort. That is the result. Despite all this dry winter, cold night, you still meditate. And that's the best reward already. You understand? Your mental strength, that's the best reward. If everything's always smooth and you always carry on, what is the use? What is the measurement of your power, your willpower? Understand? Be happy that you have nothing and you still continue. That's incredible. Understand?
Yes.
That's true love. If you love somebody and he loves you back and he always treats you nicely, what is the big deal? Huh? True love is you forgive him, forgive all the time, and you always love him whatever he does. This is true love, unconditional. Understand? So be happy with that. You have to look at the positive side. Oh, why always looking for experience? That's garbage. Experience is in the non-experience. That is your best experience.
If I sit for a minute and I have nothing, I go and eat soup.
I say, okay, forget it. And I eat soup afterward and I go walking and I do something else. And then later I meditate again. If it doesn't work again, then I do something else. Yeah? So if it doesn't work, it's alright, I've done my best.
感谢您跟我们到顶收看今天的《师徒之间》节目，明仔请继续收看《无常修行世家》第三集。接下来地球温可爱家九点新闻了后马上播出，请继续锁定无常修电视台，愿上天的恩赐甲加持，予你龙根焕发。
Thank you for your wonderful company on today's Between Master and Disciples. Please tune tomorrow for Part 3.Of the Spring Spiritual Ancestry. Up next, Planet Earth, our loving home, right after noteworthy news. So, please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television and may your spirit glow brightly with the blessings and grace from heaven.